Hey, Ted.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well.
Good. Congratulations on a great start, and let's talk about what happened last night and what you think you guys need to improve on.
Yeah, we just finished a film session, so we went through stuff that we needed to do offensively and defensively, and adjustments. You know, the playoffs are always it's a series of adjustments. So the biggest thing that coach stressed today is that we look at kind of a regression a little bit from game one, where the way, like Robert Pack always says, how do these guys eat? Well, they eat on offensive rebounds, post-ups, forcing turnovers. And the first game, we did a tremendous job of taking their offensive rebounding away, their second chance points, and we took care of the ball decently. And yesterday we had a regression where now we gave up too many offensive rebounds. We didn't hit like we need to, and keeping all five guys on the board. So from a defensive standpoint, we looked at and doing a better job of the glass, hitting guys, getting in, and finish up our work. We have them shoot under 40%, which is good, but we can't give them those second and third looks inside.
Yeah, especially Zach Randolph too, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then the other thing, like from game one, we did a good job on the offensive side of attacking him and making him guard and getting him into foul trouble. So we need to make him defend on the other end and put him in situations where he's got to work and can't stay fresh, and then ideally get him into some foul trouble so he's on the bench like he was in game one.
Yeah.
So we just need to clean those things up. And then the other thing from an offensive standpoint, as we watch the film, Gasol is the defensive player of the year, but basically he wins the honor on being a one-man zone. And what happens is he tilts and zones in the lane, and he helps on everybody. So coach stressed today putting ourselves in a position where we occupy him, we make him move, and we make them pay the price for him zoning up and attacking on the weak side. We want to run these guys. We want to get into a pace game where it's our pace. And last night we didn't get enough shots. Part of it is us turning the ball over, and we had some wasted possessions. But we need to run and get down the floor, and then, as I said, make us all pay for being a zone guy and zoning up in the lane.
Yeah, we always talk about matching the energy on the road, and even more so in the playoffs. How do you think that went last night?
Yeah, not as good. Like you say, we need to hit these guys first. And we looked at clips where they were the aggressors, and from an offensive and defensive standpoint, they went to the glass, and so we have to negate that. We need all five guys in on the board. We had a free throw scenario where it's a 6-point game, I think, at that point, and we don't box a free throw shooter out. So we just got to stay attentive to all those little details. And every possession becomes so important in the playoffs, and we have to be eager to go on each one. And the other thing coach stressed this morning is that we've got a lot of depth on this team. So the guys that are out there, you got to bust it every time you're on the floor, whether it's running the floor on offense or making that multiple effort defensively. And then our bench is stronger than theirs. And then when we send the next guy in, he's fresh he goes out there and does the same type of thing. So aggression-wise, they were the aggressors this game. We didn't match that like we did in the first game, that's for sure.
And nobody said this was going to be an easy series. Just because you win the first two at home, that's what you're supposed to do, and now Memphis is trying to do what they're supposed to do, right?
Exactly. And, our goal is to come out of this thing doing the things that we did in game one and for the most part in game two. And getting that game tomorrow and then finishing off at home.
How tough is it to win in that building?
We've done it before. So, I was in Portland last year, but, I watched you guys do it last year. we have beaten them here. So I think, we do the things that we need to do. We can get the job done.
No question. I'm sure you've heard the word by now. Russell Westbrook is out for a while with a knee surgery, and that totally changes the landscape in the West. It's got to give you, I know you're not looking ahead, but you got to have somewhere in the back of your mind saying, hey, we get past these guys.
Yeah, you know, and I'm already looking at, you know, because you have to look ahead to the next series, because when one series ends, you go on to the next one. But sure. I just found that out 5 minutes ago, and I had just gone through each of our games against Oklahoma City, wow. knowing that we had chances to win each one, and one of them we didn't have Chris on the floor for one of them. We lost in overtime the first time, and we were within two the last time, and you know, gave some possessions away down the stretch. So when I felt good about our opportunities and our chances anyway, and now Coach Severance told me, like, Fife said, are you kidding me? I said, it's not April Fool's, you know, and he said, no. He said, the guy's out. I said, holy mackerel. So, you know, you can't take anybody for granted. You know, they've got Fisher there that, you know, an experienced guy that can step in, but that guy puts so much pressure on your defense and the attack mode that he's always in. And I've already been trying to figure out what are we going to do with him on all these pick and rolls and drives. So that absolutely changes the landscape.
Yeah, at least you don't have to worry about Derek Fisher running past you anymore.
Exactly.
We know where Fisher is. It's a different era as far as players.
Yes, yeah. So, yeah, no, it's, you know, we don't want to think ahead. Let's get these. And then, presents a great opportunity.
Yeah, no question. And finally, when you guys come back over here, talk about what this entire atmosphere has been like for this team to get the crowd going and just the city starting to really come behind you guys.
Oh, it's, you know, and I was here 15 years ago where I couldn't give away Clipper tickets. You know, back in the day, we had Danny Manning and Ron Harper, Mark Jackson, guys like that are pretty good players.
Yeah.
It's still, you know, there was no respect, and now it's great to walk around town and see Clipper gear and have people talking about us and excited about us. The atmosphere in our building has been tremendous. You know, the crowds have been great, and that's inspirational to these guys. We have fed off of that, and that's helped us build the home record that we have, and will continue to help us as the playoffs go on.
Well, certainly would help the cause if you can get tomorrow's game, no question about that. Huh?
Yeah, I think, you know, Coach has put them through the paces this morning. We looked at film. We made the adjustments on the floor, looking at things that we have to do better. We've got great input from the players as well, so that, you know, all that stuff was taken into consideration today, and I think our guys are in a positive mode, and we know what we got to do. We got to go out there and do it.
Yeah, by the way, one more thing. I asked Coach the other day about why not play Grant Hill a little bit more, and he said, you know, it's more rotation and what they've been doing. But, I mean, isn't that what he's here for from an experience standpoint?
Yeah, that helps. But, man, he's in a tough spot. We've got so many guys that can play, and in terms of putting a guy in and it adjusts the next guy's minutes, and it's a tough scenario. He's helped us. He helped us win that game in Memphis to give us home court. So there'll be an opportunity for him, but most of the time you look at playoff scenarios, coaches shorten the rotations, and they
right.
play fewer guys. And so that would mean expanding the rotation, and that's a tough scenario. But, hey, he talked about this morning. There may be a spot for him where he comes in and has to shut a guy down like he has done, and the great thing about him and Willie Green throughout the year is there's times they haven't played, when their number's called, they've responded. So we're excited about the fact that he's there, and it's great to have guys like him and Willie Green on the bench ready to go.
Yeah, it helps to have class acts like that, too. That's part of the process.
Tremendous. They are terrific. Yeah. I mean, really, they've been unsung heroes on this team.
No question. Bob, I really appreciate the time. Good luck tomorrow. We'll
okay,
see you back
Chad.
In town next week.
Okay, sounds good.
All the best.
Thank you.